Blog Talk Radio.
So you want to blame me?
Kilroy?
Really? Rapper, who's an activist?
Yeah.
Lyrical, I'm a raptivist.
Word.
Traded two chains for one gold brain. Now I meditate to keep me sane.
Yeah.
In Cali, the label's called Death Row. 10-5 in Cleveland, we got Church Row. Superior, straight through St. Clair. Black churches every damn where. Some have neon signs, all collect tithes. But on the Ave, ain't nothing but blight. So pastors, practice what you preach. Talk from pulpits, walk it in the street. Don't blame it on
black or black crime.
Don't blame it on
Art McCoy.
Don't blame it on
OPN.
Don't blame it on
Ernest Smith.
With a voice, so I'm not silent. Cleveland ranked 10th in violence. My city's at the top for job loss. We rebuilt downtown at what cost? Metamark and the convention center. How many of us will ever enter? Horseshoe Casino? Yeah, it looks hot. I can't afford to waste cash on slots. Since you told me to stop complaining, I went downtown and saw the mayor. Mr. Jackson, please help fix this. The mayor said it is what it is.
Don't blame it on
Donna Brown.
Don't blame it on
Ken Lancy.
Don't blame it on
HJF.
Don't blame it on
GMS. All you get is the truth from me. Our region ain't safe for the ladies. 11 dead on Imperial. Still no missing person unit. Black on black crime and Kathy Coleman. All want to know what's the holdup. Michelle Knight, Barry, DeJesus. Trapped for years, Seymour Avenue. East 93rd, new Twilight Zone. Jasmine Trotter, Christine Malone. Now look at this trash in EC. Deskins, Sheely, Rosa Theory. Next statement, blame me for this one. Sexual predators should be hung. Next statement, blame me for this one. Sexual predators should be hung.
Don't blame it on
Suave Gotti.
Don't blame it on
Shakespeare.
Don't blame it on
E-Max.
Don't blame it on
1008.
Don't blame it on
Tech Record.
Don't blame it on
Voice and Radio.
Don't blame it on
G-Ice.
Don't blame it on
Be No Good.
Don't blame it on
D-Gambit.
Don't blame it on
Karma Delay.
Don't blame it on
Beat Switch.
Don't blame it on
Urban Survival.
Don't blame it on
Black House.
Don't blame it on
Panther Party.
And you better not blame my mama, fool.
That's right, you better not blame my mama. As a matter of fact, whoa, looking at a couple of phone callers here. 216-703-216-242. I'll be with you all in just about, give me 3.5 to 4 minutes. That way I can at least run down my disclaimers and everybody will know what's going on. Welcome once again to Al Porter, Man in the Streets, Chapter 3, Verse 38. Man, M-A-N, abbreviation, acronym for music, activism, news. And the number right here, for those who are looking at this number, we will say, of course, international, worldwide. Feel free to do like you all have done before. Don't just listen to it through, of course, internet ways. Pick up the phone, dial in to 646-478-0944, and say what it is that you'd like to add on to everything. I have three quick disclaimers I'd like to add and get out there. Disclaimer number one. You get info on this show, so I have pens, pencils, paper, notebooks, laptops, desktops, iPhones, smartphones, for any and all info you hear. Disclaimer number two, if you hear something you don't like, don't blame Blog Talk or Varsity Music. Call and blame Boogie Me direct at 646-478-094. I will listen, not sure how long, because, of course, this is only an hour-long program, but I will listen. And disclaimer number three, you may not want to talk, but I may take the time to see what's on your mind. So with that being said, because you all, I feel like this, you all always add on more to the program, some things that I might not even expect. Before I get to the first phone caller, top 10 from a Monday to a Monday. Top 10 from a Monday, last Monday to today. Number 10, Queen Nana with Black People. Hey, she's finally got her single over to, of course, Who Got the Power Radio Network, so this ought to be very interesting. Number 9, Sean Niggy Niggy Knock. Number 8, Brick, who's in the building. Number 7, Black House Sounds. Number 6, Hood Famous TV. Soulja Boy, coming through? More later. Number 5, whoa, re-debuting. Mom and Pop Hip Hop, Dayton to Cleveland. More on that in just a little while. Number 4, OPN Bless the Mic Night. Number 3, the Black on Black Crime Incorporated Hip Hop Workshop. More on that later. Number 2, T. Garvin Beats. More on that later on. And number 1, Ronnie B. More on that later. Let's go to the person who's been so, like, patient with me so far. 216703. Who am I speaking with and what's going on out there?
Joe Legacy, how we doing tonight?
Oh, man, I'm doing wonderful, man. What about yourself?
Well, I'm doing the same. Just trying to maintain with Blackout Sound out in these streets, not hurt other people's feelings that's up and coming, and at the same time, try to maintain the grounds that I'm on. That's where I'm at tonight.
I feel you on that. I really do. What is it that you'd like to add, if anything?
Well, this weekend, hopefully, I will be shooting a video of a war out in the streets. So if you can picture the war out in the streets as in cops killing people for no reason, as in rapists is raping anybody, as in the educational side of us, children being diagnosed that, you know, they retarded and have to be in LD classes, all the way down to nobody have a job. And then on top of that, people getting out of the jail cell with a felony and trying to maintain in this city. This is Black House Sound, Joe Legacy, the founder. And I'm trying to make my music to relate to all that, and it's very difficult with working with people that I work with. But at the same time, I maintain my composure, and I keep being a soldier, and I just keep going. Blackout Sound, Joe Legacy.
Thank you so much, brother.
Thank you.
You're welcome. I appreciated that phone call. Before I go to that 216-242 phone number, and then that 486 number just popped up, I want to definitely start giving off some information here and there. I'll go backwards in time, way back, and then bring it up some to what might be coming up. So I want to let people know that, of course, last Friday night, I want to thank, you know, give thanks to people who came to support me, like Who's Got the Power Radio, my man Charles Yancey the second. Twan Billings, DJ Dollar Rock, who came to support a performance, because, of course, last Friday night at OPN's Bless the Mic, it was an honor for me to be asked to be one of three Black on Black Crime Incorporated Hip Hop Workshop artists to represent alongside Black House Sounds and Ronnie B. Now, I did one of my most controversial songs yet, but wait until the 24th for a repeat performance. But last Friday, with DJ Emax the Image, and many onlookers, including Hood Famous TV, and, of course, Man in the Streets' longtime favorite, Ronnie B. That's right, 108 Vision's own. We won the OPN, Oppressed People's Nation, Bless the Mic Cypher Belt, and Bless the Box Money. Now, number one, he had bars. Number two, his opponent's crowd cheered for both artists. And because they didn't pay attention to the rules of cheer for one only, that helped him out also. And number three, his younger opponent's mom became belligerent and thrown out because of, well, absolute. and I mean the alcohol, before the competition even began. Now, I will say that this Friday, OPN ENT presents Ladies First All-Stars. That's 9 p.m., hosted by Poison Ivy, featuring Chocolate Cake, Lady Leah, Summer, Indica, and the Ladies First All-Star Cypher, and many more. Of course, DJ E-Max will be on the wheels of steel for that one. You can reach them at 216-346-8652 for more info. And October the 18th, same location, same address, 15453 Euclid Avenue, East Cleveland, Ohio, at the OPN Community Center. The 2014 Community Honors, where voiceatradio.com will be given an honor for, as Chairman Earn would say, giving a voice to the people. And Mama Porter will receive the Honorable Judge William Dawson Award. Now, that's a lot that I said. Before I go and take this next phone caller, real quick, I would like to just throw out there that should you choose E period, A period, T period, Network. You can find that on Facebook or on Blog Talk. Wednesdays at 10 p.m. They had interviewed myself to represent, of course, what's going on with Blog Talk Radio the past week. Have a nice interactive show and all of that. So, you know, I'm going to go and check out, before I bore everybody, 216. Of course, I'm going to that 216-242 phone number. Who's out there and how are you doing?
I'm doing good. This is McCall Becker from OGC Records. You know, I'm just, you know, here to show some support. You know, OGC is only God can. So with only God, you can do amazing things. So I just want the world to know what we're about. And, you know, we're about to take the city by storm. And, you know, we're trying to take our position to a whole other level, though. You know, you got to be real selective with your words. Or this is to all the rappers out there, because, you know, the kids and the youth are listening. And, you know, to get to the top, you know, we got to come together as a people. And only God can make this plan work. So, you know, that's all I got to say right now.
I appreciate that. How can, if anybody wants to, either get in A, contact with you, or B, check out some of what you're doing, or are you just building up that slow process?
You know, I'm building up everything, but you can reach me through my email right now. That'd be the best way to communicate with me, and that email is mikalbaker50@gmail.com. That's mikalbaker50@gmail.com. And another thing I want to say is, no, nobody can stop you but you.
Man, I appreciate you with being a man of few words and coming in with a direct message. So we appreciate you, brother.
Oh, I appreciate being here.
I hear you. And thanks for that phone call, man.
Oh, no problem. Thank you. Thank you for the time.
No problem. Peace to you. And, you know, before I get into the next phone caller, if any time somebody hears something that's said and they want to make the attempt to call back and the hour isn't flying by, if you just hang up and call back, I will do my best to look out for that. Give you a few seconds here and there, but I do want to take the time, since I'm looking at it, and sometimes I don't get a chance to, but it's real, real nice that if you have people like OGC that was in the house, this last hip-hop workshop really meant a lot to me. Episode number 154. I'll start from the bottom and work my way back up. They say that it was nice to have, of course, on hand, Mama Porter there, OGC Records, my man MC Derek, of course, Mom and Pop Hip Hop, 208 Visions on Ronnie B. Also to happen to have Chris King in the house, KYYM Kim came through, talked about the distribution deal that she received and how, instead of being selfish, by, of course, 108 Vision being there to help her, she was going to take them with her for shows in Detroit and other places, and how they work together as a team without smothering each other. That's a beautiful, some beautiful lessons were learned and taught there. Of course, my brother Jameel, Twan, Sister Tammy Ward was there. Dwayne Castleberry from Speak Up Poetry, and, of course, Cleveland State University that happens basically every month. Suave Gotti, GMS Shakespeare. Of course, that meant GMS Hood Famous TV was in the house. Anti made it through. Brother Kenneth Bryant, Angel. It was nice because there was a coronation as T. Garvin, the producer champ, and Suave definitely rapped on his track along with somebody else. And then, of course, you had my man Ronnie B. had his title there as well from the night before at the OPN Bless the Mic. You had, of course, Kappa Mac, Black House Sounds, Pastor Williams, Reverend Pinckney, and, of course, a beautiful job by a lady who did dead-on impersonation of Moms Mabley. Did it in play form, and I mean had it down pat. Thousand Grand, and of course I have to give it up to the Jock Box Radio representative, L.A. I mean, you have people that can definitely put you out there. OPN came through. It was a nice rest in peace to John Barbarino memorial that was held there. Long story short, Silver B paid tribute to him. MC Derek had a card for the brother and all of that. And, of course, from the hip-hop church, Sister Levicha, man, and I'm going to go into this very briefly and say the one thing that she had was the Ohio Fair Hiring Act, because, of course, one in six Ohioans, 1.92 million people, or over 16% criminal record, but most local governments in Ohio follow state laws and have outright bans against or are very unclear about hiring workers with criminal records. So with that being done, with the Ohio Fair Hiring Act, to be able to get the best employees, fairness, common sense, they are definitely having more things and classes so there can be more transparency to make sure everything is being followed the correct way. Huh. If you want to have that ban, criminal, discriminatory, the 1.92 million who failed the background checks, they're having petition signature meetings every Saturday. And at Saturdays, it will be held at 2 p.m. in Community Langston Hughes Library. That's 10200 Superior, Cleveland, Ohio, 44106. So that's the, of course, Community Langston Hughes Library, 10200 Superior, Cleveland, Ohio, 44106. Don't you put that, oh, I don't know what it is. I'm on the bus. That's right over there. The three passes right by it, the 10. All right, I'm helping you all out on that one. And, of course, it talks about the access to fair hiring, balanced economy scale, access to parent sharing, fairness, court's power only, reduced litigation due to violation, 14th Amendment. And if you need any extra information, you can hit up Levicha Murray at 216-410-98. 3-0. I'm going to go back here and make sure I have that correct phone number for you. In the meantime, because she left off the last digit, so I think what I'll do is play for you all a person who won a belt that goes by the name of Mr. Ronnie B, and I'll be right back shortly.
108 Vision. You ain't ready for this.
Whatever, how you want it, lyrically a gunplay. True to what I do, my style is underground like subways. Whatever, how you want it, lyrically a gunplay. True to what I do, my style is underground like subways. Whatever, how you want it, lyrically a gunplay. True to what I do, my style is underground like subways. Whatever, how you want it, lyrically a gunplay. True to what I do, my style is underground like subways. Whatever.
And works after dark, you come against me, I sink my teeth in you like a shark. I execute my words so good, you'll think I was Aristotle. You rapping like an infant, so go suck on your bottle. See, if I ran for president, I win it by a landslide. You step to me, and you end up on your backside. You wanna battle me, that's committing suicide. Cause you see, I kill you quicker than some cyanide. I'm Mr. Ronnie B. Better yet, that name is Ron. I'm that lyricist, a poet. Better yet, I'm a phenomenon. This is what I say before I jump in the sack. You better call your chiropractor, cause I'm breaking your back.
See, you have to keep in mind that I'm the Mac Daddy boss, and my loving is more tender than the songs of Luther Vandross. I'm always getting paid, I never worry about salaries. I got more rhymes than your body got calories. You 6 feet in the grave, cause you couldn't handle my vocal tone. I beat you punk, that's what they writing on your tombstone. Whatever, how you want it, lyrically or gunplay. True to what I do, my style is underground like subways. Whatever, how you want it, lyrically or gunplay. True to what I do, my style is underground like subways. Whatever, how you want it, lyrically or gunplay. True to what I do, my style is underground like subways. Whatever, how you want it, lyrically or gunplay. True to what I do, my style is underground like subways. Whatever, how you want it, lyrically or gunplay. True to what I do, my style is underground like subways. Whatever.
Bring up my rhymes to say them at your own, but now it's all over. Your game is blown. Adoption of my lyrics for your very own reason. Sucker, don't you know that that is called treason? You heard how hard I am, and now you come a running, but you boo-boo on yourself when you hear this ruler coming. I'm steady getting famous by the suckers I serve. I'm like a butler for a rich man, serving guests like hors d'oeuvres. Anytime you need a man, take a look in my direction. From head to toe, I'm nothing but perfection. After hearing me rap, you say I'm well gifted. My phone book is so heavy, Schwarzenegger couldn't lift it. I'm so bad, and yes, I'm hitting hard, yeah. I manifest the funky styles like a grizzly bear. Mr. Ronnie B, yeah, I manifest these funky sounds. I'm getting paid while you at home watching Charlie Brown. You getting old, so I suggest that you retire before I cut you up and slice you up like barbed wire.
Whatever, how you want it, lyrically or gunplay. True to what I do, my style is underground like subways. Whatever, how you want it, lyrically or gunplay. True to what I do, my style is underground like subways. Whatever, how you want it, lyrically or gunplay. True to what I do, my style is underground like subways. Whatever, how you want it, lyrically or gunplay.
How you want it, whatever.
How you want it,
whatever.
How you want it,
whatever.
How you want it,
whatever.
How you want it,
whatever.
How you want it,
whatever.
Yeah.
And of course, welcome back to none other than Al Porter, Man in the Streets, Music Activism News. The number here is 646-478-0944. And like I said before, you know, Saturdays, 2 p.m., Community Langston Hughes Library, 10200 Superior, Cleveland, Ohio, 44106, dealing with those banning criminal discriminatory background checks. And, of course, the hip-hop minister herself from the hip-hop church, LaVita Murray. That number, 216-410-9830. I had to always double-check to make sure. There was a lot of things going on that day. But for me, I'd rather give somebody great advice rather than faulty advice. As a matter of fact, before I take that 216-486 phone number, I had better let people know something that's upcoming or something that's been, and I just want to let people know, if you choose, use the same phone number, the 646-478-0944 phone number, Wednesdays, 9 p.m. Cleveland Standard Time, Hood Talk Radio with Emacs and the Mindset, which deals with international politics broke down to a local level. And, of course, you can use that 646-478-0944 phone number. Saturday, Hood Tunes Radio, 8 p.m. Cleveland Standard Time, Music Business 101 with my man Emacs the Image. And since I'm going back a little bit back into time, since I really need to do that, I just feel like I would rather throw it out there and just thank certain people. And I want to thank, of course, the East Cleveland Councilman at Large, Nathaniel Martin, for making sure that Black on Black Crime Incorporated's hip-hop workshop and the East Cleveland proclamations at John Barberino's funeral were there. And I want to thank, of course, Black Man's Army for being there as well to represent Brother John Barberino. And definitely want to thank Black on Black Crime Incorporated for presenting resolutions at John Barberino's and Thaddeus Jackson's funeral, different funerals that were done. I have to thank them for that. And looking to the future. Creator willing. Spitboxers, 8 p.m. tomorrow. This will be very interesting because it's from 8 p.m. to midnight at 3327 West 32nd and 2nd off West 25th at City Break Studio. Breakers Challenge, Writers Challenge, Money on the Wood, MC Battle with special guest Soldier Boy from the Mo Thugs family, who sued the fake Soldier Boy years ago and made that one change his name to Soldier Boy Tell Him. Here's the lesson. Trademark and copyright your name so you can legitimately own it. But I'm going to get off of my soapbox and see what's happening with that 216-486 phone number that's been so patient. 216-486, how are you?
I'm doing fine, Mr. Porter. I'm glad you brought out about the resolutions, because I was calling to thank Councilman Nathaniel Martin, because he did an outstanding job in writing those proclamations. That's what those were. One was from East Cleveland City Council and from the city of East Cleveland, because John Barbarino had done so much for Cleveland. And also we thank him for the proclamation dealing with the hip-hop workshop, because you did a marvelous job, sir, of writing that for us. I don't know why they did not have that read at the funeral, because I gave it to them on Friday when we attended the wake. So thank you anyway, because at least we know that we love John Barbarino as a son, and you loved him as a brother. And we are just so thankful, you know, for the family and so for the Barbarino family. Because the mother and dad did do a marvelous job in bringing up their children to love all people, regardless of their nationality. So thank you, sir, and have a blessed day.
You're welcome. Please hold a line, because I thank you. You know, dealing with that, I also want to give some extra love to Councilman Thaddeus J. Jackson, who passed also the same weekend that John Barbarino passed. Thaddeus J. Jackson, when he was running for the state Senate, the past, I'll say, May, he had stopped through the hip-hop workshop. And even though it was a lot of young people and he wasn't sure who voted here and there, he wanted to know if it was all right for him to give a message of what it was and what it takes to make it. And I just had to give a quick shout-out to him, because he and member of the Democratic Club of Bedford Heights and former vice president. He was a trustee at the original Harvest Missionary Baptist Church. He definitely, and these are a couple of other important things, elected Bedford Heights Charter Review Commission. From 2012, he was expected to go through until 2016. And, of course, he was the state director of the NAACP Voter Fund, former vice chairman of the 11th Congressional Caucus with Congressman Lewis Stokes as chairman, and was the executive member of the state Democratic Party. And it was nice that you had people like that come through and impart knowledge, wisdom, and all of that. Before I throw on the next track, I just want to give people quick information and then just a little bit of a sideline, and let people know that if you choose, you know, Black on Black Crime Incorporated, we meet on Wednesdays at 14715 Euclid Avenue, and that's at, of course, 44112 area code, storefront, and we meet on Wednesdays at 7:30 p.m. Don't guess what we do. Feel free to come through and be a part of it. I also wanted to let people know, since I'm getting a chance to do this, Ballhead Fred will be showing a classic film from 1973's The Spook Who Sat by the Door. Now, I think you all will definitely enjoy that one, because it's courtesy of Cleveland State University and the Black Studies Department's Panther Educational Committee, and it will be Friday, October the 17th, 6 to 9:30 p.m. at 1899 Euclid Avenue, Main Classroom Building, Large Room 136. The big screen showing of that, and it is free. And, of course, myself, Mama Porter, Dollar Bill of Urban Survival, Silver, B, are fortunate enough to be on the Cleveland State University Advisory Board Black Studies Program. So this is a part two of our story that was done on Cleveland State University, wanting to change the name of the Black Studies Department to the Ethnic Studies Department, which would dilute what the Howard A. Mims Center already stands for. And my thing is this, like I said before, and I'll briefly get on this subject, and I feel you can understand that, because let's face it, the Howard A. Mims Black Studies Department, which was named after him because of his decade of running it, while focusing on arts in danger of being changed since its formation in the 1960s. And whereas CSU is considering calling this the multi-ethnic studies program, which can possibly cut black professors as well as access to African-American students. Now, let's put it out there. I'm not one on separation. But see, a lot of people don't realize the Black Studies Department was more about inclusion, because many students who felt alienated or ignored ended up receiving mediation as well as access to all types of extra resources that can help them get further ahead. And if you already have a multicultural department, then ethnic studies is unnecessary. And the reason why the Black Studies is needed, whether you like it or not, no other race has suffered more through slavery and the effects that last than black people. Now, with that being said, I'm looking at a couple of other people who came through on the line. I appreciate you all definitely calling in. So this is what I feel like I should do in all fairness. You know, I'm enjoying the program. I'm thankful when people do call in, because it gives us a chance to at least get into more things. So I'm going to this 216-820 phone number. 216-820, what's on your mind this evening?
What's going on there, Mr. Porter? This is Indo Dub from Black House Sound.
Wow. I'm doing great.
Yes, indeed. And you know what I had just called in on, I totally agree myself. You know what I'm saying? There has never been but so much, but it's been a lot more slavery within us, you know what I'm saying, that a lot of them that really try to downplay. And when I see, when I take a look at that, that lets me know right there, you know what I mean, what is wrong with the modern day era today, myself, you know what I mean. And when I, and what I say by that is that there's a lot of them out there don't know that still you can put yourself back into slavery if you want to in this modern day era, and they don't even know that neither.
Wow, that is a deep statement in itself. I appreciate you for calling in. I really do.
Yes, indeed. You know what I mean? I just had to make sure I elaborate with that, because I'm like, whoa, now he's really getting into it, because I'm sorry for even calling so late to the station, but what I wanted to know was, is there someone trying to reject the Black Studies program?
That's why I spoke on it, because there is, hold on a second, because while you're on the phone with me, I just want to give one of those infamous shout-outs out there and say, did you have the nerve, DD, to call my phone when you know I'm on the air doing a radio show? All right, now I can get back off the soapbox. Anyway, that's one of those infamous shout-outs that I had to give. Now, the school is saying and seeing that there's no need for it. My thing is, right now, along with several other, they would like to change the name to, of course, Ethnic Studies Program. Whenever you change names, there are a problem, and there is a problem. So we'll have to have a part three to this discussion, but part two with you on the phone right now. This is what we plan on doing. By using the room, let's say on October the 17th from 6 to 9:30 p.m., 1899, mm-hmm. you could have a new main classroom building. We're going to mm-hmm. prepare to make the sign-in sheets of all the activities of people who come through. In the next 2 weeks, I'm going to ask people to definitely stop by, even if they can't stay for the whole film, page or two to let people know why they appreciate what's being done. Because if it wasn't for the Black Studies program and the Panther Educational Committee, we wouldn't even be down there for Speak Up Poetry that was brought through and spoke about at the hip-hop workshop, or even the hip-hop workshop, or even several other plays and what have you. So I'm putting things
not
in
just
action.
That, even with yourself. And even, right. even within yourself from where you come from.
True. So
you know what
I'm asking people to come through and bring a letter. I might have some pages there, and feel free to address why they feel it's needed. And also, Pastor Williams and myself plan on with several others to do a prayer walk around the campus for them to at least come to a logical conclusion before it's escalated into any type of needed or necessary demonstrations or anything like that. So for part two of this, I say you always, number one, you present the facts like we did 2 weeks ago. Part two, now you start putting plans into action and seeing what you could do and working alongside other people, what they can do. So thank you so much for the phone call, brother.
Yes, indeed. Anytime, Al Porter. And you don't, and don't forget, and if I, and don't forget, you know what I'm saying, to all you listeners out there, you know what I'm saying, don't forget to check him out on at 3 to 4 p.m., you know what I'm saying, coming this Thursday. Am I correct?
You are very correct, and I appreciate you for that plug on that. And if you hold a line, I imagine you'll like what's played shortly.
Yes, indeed. I will. Oh, I could do that. I could do that.
Thank you so much, brother. Peace.
No. Peace.
Of course, that's my man, Endo Dubset, representing Black House, a.k.a. Black House Sounds. And before I do anything else, I'll be getting to that 216 area code 217 number shortly. But I should put out there, since it was brought up, that, of course, this coming week, should you choose, there is something called, of course, voiceitradio.com, 3 to 4 p.m., the hip-hop workshop radio show. As a matter of fact, as I get into anything else, I would like to tell people, because a lot of people complain it, man, you don't give enough announcements. So to keep people from complaining to me on that, I would just like to say that the City of Cleveland portable camera units are in new locations until October 19th. 11327 Martin Luther King Drive, 612 Spring Road, 6517 Denison, 12500 Berea Road, 4100 block West 150th Street, 7000 block of Bessemer, 8500 block of Huff, 5300 block of Lorraine, 6800 block of Franklin, 800 block of East 140th Street, 7800 block of St. Clair, 11400 block Edgewater Drive, 4100 block of Superior, and 2400 block off East 55th. Now, East Cleveland, Ohio, I know you're probably wondering, what does that have to do with anything? East Cleveland, Ohio, a federal judge in Rhode Island ruled that cash-strapped East Cleveland, which is one of Ohio's poorest cities, has to pay at least $638,000 after defaulting on years-old bills. It's owed to the Providence Company in Rhode Island that's since been bought out by Tempe, Arizona's American Traffic Solutions Company. East Cleveland Council, the legal counsel, couldn't afford outside legal counsel during a default judgment. That is why Cleveland and Mayfield need to vote yes to get rid of the red light, speed light cameras. You have to vote yes to get rid of them. Now, speed light cameras are, and this will be very quick, illegal taxation without representation, because instead of arguing your case in municipal court in front of a judge, you have to face a hearings officer who works for the city. And as we all know, we kind of know how that might turn out, don't we? Quick shout out to, of course, if you want to know anything, you can check out the Alfred Porter Jr., that's JR period, Facebook page with the profile picture of a sheriff's hat. And Who Has the Power Radio, Facebook and Blog Talk Radio. That's on Mondays at 7 p.m. Cleveland Standard Time with the 914-338-0665 phone number. And because you have been so patient, and I can say I appreciate you being patient, what's going on with that 216-217 phone number? 216-217, how are you?
Fine, how are you, Al Porter?
Oh, my goodness.
Mama Slim Jim.
Oh, wow. You know something.
I just wanted to come in and say hello. And don't forget that tomorrow, Soldier Boy will be at Spitbox FM radio show from 6 p.m. to 8 p.m. on voiceitradio.com with Eric Wilson and Suave Gotti. And don't forget also that Spitboxers Night will be at City Break Studio tomorrow night, 3327 West 32nd Street at Sackett. That's on the Cleveland West Side from 8 p.m. till 12 in the morning. So if you guys get a chance, come on out and support Spitboxing University.
You
and
know,
that's with
I
Al
thank
Porter,
you.
Too.
And thank you, because I appreciate the fact that, you know, I was like, you know, going through some things. A person who had been like a big brother to me had passed. And I was getting ready for the hip-hop workshop. And I'm going to tell you how things work out. When I received that contact from you and Pop, that, of course, my man Beat Effect wasn't able to make it through, and I was asked to host the Dayton to Cleveland connection, and I was very honored. And the show that had artists from Brooklyn, Niagara Falls, Mississippi, other areas, and to be able to network and see standouts like Jimmy Mack, Mutants of the Rhythm Room, Chris the Ish, Corey Kane, Atiza Renee, and of course I have to give respect to a couple of artists like Big and T-Hunt of Dayton, who recognized and respected certain things and said, hey, we have some music that we'll be playing from them in the next few weeks. So I just wanted to say I thank them, Shaw Money, who came through as well, and looked for contact. So I just want to say thank you so much, because that show, to me, was historic.
Well, thank you. I appreciate that. And it was a real pleasure to have you as our host. As always.
I believe that. So all I can say is thank you. And before you're off the phone, I have to ask you, I just have to ask you, what is coming up with a certain platinum artist from Cleveland at the end of October?
Yeah, that's right. October 31st, we have the Cleveland's first platinum MC Brains. They call him Brains Davis now. He's formerly MC Brains. He will be having his Dress Pants and Chucks mixtape performance and Halloween party. That will be at the Fantasy Nightclub, 11802 Detroit Avenue in Lakewood, Ohio. And it's from 9 o'clock till 2 o'clock in the morning. It's 21 and over only with proper ID, and it's a $10 entry fee. Costumes are welcome, but no mask, please.
Got you.
Kind of excited about that, because, you
right
know,
here.
MC Brains, I remember spinning his music back in the early 90s, late 90s and
right.
stuff. And
mm-hmm.
and the chance to be able to work with a legend like that is really awesome to me. You know, so I'm really excited of working with him.
Hey, I'm looking forward to that when it – wait a minute. You said – spinning his music. You know I can't let you off the air without asking you something. True or false, for those who don't know, weren't you like a DJ?
Yes, I was a DJ. I was in the Cleveland circuit from 1982 to 1995, and I did a lot of club events. I did a lot of the Masons. I did the Eastern Stars. I did a lot of motorcycle and social clubs. Plus, I did venues and stuff like that. So, yes, I was a DJ, and you know, I loved it, but I got out of it because it's time to raise my son.
Got you.
And now he's a DJ.
There you go. The main man, infamous Jimmy Mack, DJ / artist. So thank you so much, Mama.
Thank you very much, and we love you. We'll talk to you soon.
You too. Thanks again. Of course, that's Mama Slim Jim, Mom and Pop Hip Hops. Hey, you know, Mom and Pop's hip hop, and you never know what you might hear and what's going on. I can always say I appreciate the phone calls that come through because it keeps everything going. Before I pick on that 216-389 phone number and see what's happening, I would like to just put out there, for those who say I don't give enough information, I do my best. SOTC Radio, tonight, 1 a.m., 89.3 FM, Cleveland Standard Time. And, of course, WCSB.org. And, of course, on Saturday nights, midnight, 216 Radio, Cleveland Standard Time, WCSB.org, 89.3 FM. So after having done that, I think that what I need to do is go check out what's on the mind of the 216-389. That's 216-389. How you doing out there?
I'm good, but good evening. This is Christian Clark representing Network Neighborhood Success and the Neighborhood Voice. Here's your weekly sports report, better known as The Pulse. This weekend, the Cavs beat the head coach's old team, Tel Mokoba Aviv, in a very good victory. LeBron only played the first half, but Kyrie Irving led them in points. As well, in the NFL, our hometown Browns beat the Tennessee Titans 29-28, in which was a hard-fought victory. They ended the game on a 26-0 run, which was led by Brian Hoyer and Travis Benjamin. And this week, I'm going to do a little question and answering. If you need to ask me, if you want to ask me any questions, I'm here to answer.
Hey, I'm going to ask you this one question because I appreciated the win from, of course, the Browns coming through. I appreciated it. But I was very, very a little bit disturbed when I heard about and actually saw Johnny Manziel on the side having a few laughs when we were down like 28-3 or 10 by then. And I was wondering that, about 28-3. And I'm saying to myself, self, and now that you've called in, you being a football player, how would your coach have reacted had your team been down, you know, and if they looked down and saw you on the sideline having a few laughs, or do coaches think that, you know, you should be comfortable or loose at all times or what?
Well, being at Glenville, I mean, the thing with us, we don't, first of all, we don't like being down that bad anyway. So if we're over there laughing, joking around, playing, he's gonna get on us. And at the end of the day, Coach Ginn, him being a great coach, he doesn't respect that if we're laughing on the joke on the sideline. Because basically, if we're laughing about and we're down, he obviously sees that we don't care about the game of football that much. And I mean, at the end of the day, Coach Ginn, he likes us to be calm, but never comfortable, because it's a difference. When you're comfortable, you're like, you have nowhere to go when you're comfortable. You're steady. You're like, you're always going to be there. You're comfortable. You're relaxed. You know what I mean? It's always good to be calm, but laughing, that's a no-no.
I hear you. And the only other question that I'll take the time to ask you is, how did you really feel, in your estimation, was the I'll say preseason type game set. Was it basically what you were looking for? or expected?
I mean, that's what I expected. I expected the W, but I also see errors. But when I say errors, that's basically preseason legs. And when you have preseason legs, you're not really, you know, you're not really going to – it's hard to explain, but when you have preseason legs, it's hard to run. Like, for a long time, you're kind of winded easy, you know what I mean? But once they get to game, like regular season legs, then it's off and gone. But I believe one thing we just have to work on as far as the Cavs is just the interior. And then because the other team was getting a lot of inside points and alley-oops, easy alley-oops. But I believe the Cavs are going to fix that. And Kevin Love being traded, him being new, he's a little hesitant, but him being a superstar, future Hall of Famer, in my eyes, I believe he's going to get it together. I do.
Then thank you so much. I appreciate you calling in and being very honest. And we appreciate that from you.
Appreciate you, too. Appreciate you having me.
All right, then. Hey, if you hold a line, I think you might like the track that we get into. I promise you that much.
All right.
As a matter of fact, I am going to get into something very shortly. I had debated getting into this storyline, but, you know, for me, I had a very enjoyable time a couple of weeks ago, Ohio Hip Hop Awards. Very enjoyable. But I do need to point out something, because it's not just the Ohio Hip Hop Awards. We have to go back to what actually happened a couple of weeks ago and see if we can't learn from it. So my thing is, we'll say a couple of weeks ago, you had a Hip Hop Returns event, and it was called the Hip Hop Homecoming. They had an open mic that Thursday with DJ Swamp and Bismarck concert Friday, free all-day hip-hop events on Saturday, where you could learn all day. Plus, my man Eric Wilson was in the house. Of course, his name was called earlier about that Spitboxes FM. Now, the Ohio Hip Hop Awards, now you know they had DJ Besto's event on Thursday night. They had the Welcome to Cleveland on Friday night, music conference and artist showcased on Saturday, and awards on Sunday. Now, wait a second. Wasn't there also a bar for bar also on a Saturday? Now, look, people, I'm tired of dealing with idiots who don't want to have all the shine. Now, let me explain this. Put it like this. Why is it when somebody has a gas station, barber shop, beauty salon, some idiot will open a gas station, barber shop, or beauty salon right across the street instead of taking a lazy... Well, instead of taking themselves in another area where that doesn't exist and making all the money. Now, in a city like ours, a region like ours, that doesn't have a lot of hip-hop, listen close. I don't care what fool feels they had the big draw. If you have a hip-hop event, don't plan your event for that day. Idiot, choose another. Now, my hip-hop workshop has been changed in the past, so artists who are on major show bills could go to other events, i.e. festivals if they're major, or major shows. Plus, you can go to that event to promote your event. As for award shows or anything else, be on time. I mean, I had excellent advice. I learned a lot from the Learn to Earn Music Conference, and I'm cool with that. But come on, son. How are you going to be a panelist and show up late? Plus events at Tri-C and award shows starting late. I mean, I went to the county exec race. And like, they had a debate the next day at the Renaissance Hotel. It was between Jack Schron and Armand Budish, county exec. And guess what? They started on time. All right? They started on time. So my thing is, step your game up as best as possible. I mean, there were a lot of times I met artists from Columbus, Dayton, Cincy. When they asked if they rapped or what have you, they had business cards, flyers, or CDs. When I ran into a lot of former friends I knew from Cleveland, and I asked them, no, they didn't have a flyer, CD, or business card for the most part, which was scary since I know they had a lot of talent. So I just wanted to throw that out there and let people know just some of those things that were on my mind, very serious on that. Before I leave out, like I say, I just want to call more attention to what's happening, because if I don't, somebody will say, what about? So, of course, I better take the time and say that if you choose, there's that certain radio show out there that if you haven't heard of it, it's, of course, the Art McCoy Radio Show on WERE 1490 AM. It airs Sundays at 5 p.m. at Cleveland Standard Time, newstalkcleveland.com. You can also Facebook or blog talk D Gambit Radio or Miss Contagious Bored and Restless Radio. I think that's very important because it's so good to have those things out there. Next week, I do want to talk to, of course, wow, taxes. Michael Allenby has a theory that you need to know, and he's presented, of course, Cleveland to nationwide. And also next week, maybe we will deal a little bit more with county executives. We might want to check and see what's going on with the event I went to down at the Wolfstein Center itself a couple of weeks ago, where people received, of all things, free books. And on top of that, maybe it's time to deal with people who not only ride the RTA bus, but those who drive also, because there are some mistakes that are made that don't have to be made, especially when people get out there and they don't get a chance to at least know what their bus schedule is, and they end up getting left or what have you. It can cause a major problem. And my thing is just step your weight up, know where you're going, have those things mapped out in advance. So I'll tell you what, I'm feeling good. The hip-hop workshop was such a phenomenal success from everybody who came through. It was phenomenal. And with that being said, why wouldn't I leave you with one of my most favorite videos? These guys really represented, and of course, the OPN, bless the Mike Knight. They have been representing. People love the video. They love their lyrics. They call in and they represent people. As a matter of fact, when it comes to representation, I'm just thankful for all of those people who represent on a weekly basis. And with that being said, none other than Black House Sounds. You should know the track. And if you listen to the lyrics, it gives a whole 10-year history from January of 2004 all the way to the present time. It's been like the design of a decade over 10 years. Makes it legendary. Peace.
Black House Sound B, man. It's the web for the hip hop workshop. You know what I'm saying? Network style. Trying to pay homage to that. You know what I'm talking about?
It be the hip hop workshop. It be the hip hop workshop, yeah. We on that work. How we put them lyrics on the back. Okay. We work. How it be the hip hop workshop. It be the hip hop workshop, yeah. We on that work. How we put them lyrics on the back.
Can't
we
work. Line.
I'm on a different channel, and two we work. Got Motley spitting verses, and two we work. Motley music surfing, look like no commercial. Show when they claim my boo was so controversial. Show before my Taylor flow, dedicated to get the dough. Back 2005, Art McCoy was letting them know. Black on black crime, East Cleveland Fest, we going down. The rock is in its prime. Hip hop workshop, help you use your mind on the daily grind. Too many snakes to promote us. That's why I got it, said take heed to stop for taking over. Cleveland talent is cold. And Ted opening up his doors. So Cleveland Hip Hop Awards. You think I learned about turn boy? We don't support Cleveland artists in which you so concerned for. None of you want to try it, this show we become a turn boy.
Workshop, it be the hip hop workshop, yeah. We on that work, how we put them lyrics on the back. Do we work, how it be the hip hop workshop, it be the hip hop workshop, yeah. We on that work, how we put them lyrics on the back. Do we work, how
easy neighborhood, ping pong, and Chess House. That's where the hip-hop workshop started out. Design of a decade, 2004. We're legendary, historic, and much more. First hip-hop show at the EC Theater. First hip-hop show at the Call and Post building. Our photos made the plain dealer many times. Many Suave Gotti coming through just to drop a rhyme. Be real, popping wheelies in his wheelchair. After we, Brother Ted, they were there. Alex Moore and Maluka filmed the show. Remember Londie, Brandon, and Josso. Red Dog, the brother dressed in all red. AUG and Beat Effect and Thoroughbred. It's time to go back into rhyme. Back to the future. Back into time. Truth Cap, Spade 216 was called Soldier. Nappy Head Fred was Fred G, but old dub and old now he's bald head Fred. Remember Renaissance? Before Oprah, you became the Dollhouse. The governor of EC, who used to rock. Changed his name to Sean Niggy Knock. And paved the way for On Deck DNA. Almost forgot Big E and Solomon Kane. The Terror Flow from Chemical Ali. Big Buddha Star would sing R&B. Queen of Sue and Dove kept it Afrocentric. Bill Swain kept the revolution mentioned. Shout out to the creator, Mama Porter, Dollar Rock, Lady D, Art McCoy. You can be me, but keep it clean.
It be the hip hop workshop. It be the hip hop workshop. Yeah, we on that work out. We put them lyrics on the pad. We work out. It be the hip hop workshop. It be the hip hop workshop. Yeah, we on that work out. We put them lyrics on the pad until we work out.
When I first started out, I took a trip down Euclid and Ebro. That's when Dollar Rock was on the turntable, straight rocking the show. 5 years later, when Sherrod opened the door, I knew I felt blessed. That's when I got promotional inspiration from GMS. That beautiful voice from Miss Tammy always relieved my stress. Cause she let me know when it comes to life, it's a valuable test. When you got one to live, you try your best to achieve something for it. That's why I love colors of the rainbow from the solo poet. That motivate me to do my thing and just keep on flowing. Whatever time from 10 to 8, man, just kept my mind going. From black on black to the OPN, man, that's love I'm showing. Because they savage on the movement, it's just currency growing. Shouts out to Art McCoy for keeping alive 137 shots. That's why I stay stuck a freaking high side. From crooks and cops, hip hop workshop is the bread that I have you on a journey to fame. If you ain't about that, then listen to Ronnie B's Windows of Pain.
It be the hip hop workshop. It be the hip hop workshop. Yeah, we on that work out. We put the lyrics over that. We work out. It be the hip hop workshop. It be the hip hop workshop. Yeah, we on that work out. We put them lyrics on the pad until we work out.